Well, good morning. It is 4:59 a.m. on Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. 39 degrees. Which, once again, is 3.9 degrees Celsius. Intriguing bit of serendipity there. 83% humidity. As I commence a very quiet stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Couldn't sleep. There's just no way I was getting back to sleep. Sitting there lying in bed for about half hour, trying to just calm the brain down. And there was no way that was going to happen. So I got up, I went out for a walk. Just to get out. Wasn't really planning on doing a Pearlcast. Just started walking, I looked up and just saw this perfect alignment of a jet stream bisecting the full moon and the crows in the trees. And you can hear there is no crow cacophony. They're all around, but they're still in pre-caw mode. And this perfect alignment of moments and circumstances, and it's just, I really wish I was a better photographer to capture that moment. It's weird. It's very different. 5 o'clock in the morning than it is at 6:20 or 6:30 when I'm usually out here. Just an hour's difference, hour and a half difference. And everything feels more not desolate, but I don't know how to describe it. It's like I'm walking when I shouldn't be walking. Walking where I shouldn't be walking. Now look around, I can see lights on in some apartments, but I don't know if that's just because the lights are always on or if somebody's up. I don't know. Feeling weird this morning. I'm not even sure if I'll post this or not. This is odd. But know, if I hadn't gotten up, I wouldn't have seen that scene, that moment. In the grand scheme of things, I mean, those moments happen all the time. And that, you can't see all the beauty and all the moments and all the poetry all at once every time. I mean, my God, it's happening all around us, every moment of every day, some perfect alignment of color and light and moment is conspiring to create Powell's, no, not Powell's, to create something transcendent, something exquisite and rare. And I chase that. And you can't, really. I mean, you can be open to it, you can look for it, certainly, but you can't force it. You can try and put yourself in a situation where something astonishing will happen. You know when sunrise happens, and sunrises are always, or usually, moments of grandeur and beauty. But, I mean, those are easy. It's the ones that you stumble upon, the ones that take you by surprise. Those are the ones that you feel blessed, you feel lucky. I feel that way about Muse. I feel that way about Allie. I feel that way about, God, I think back, Ramsey and I have known each other. We've known each other longer than we've not known each other. We've been in each other's lives for decades. And the random happenstance of events that brought about that friendship. I mean, it makes it feel very tenuous, very fragile. And it is, I mean, honestly. Now look at what Muse and I have been dealing with recently, and it is fragile. When those moments come upon you, you savor them, you cherish them, but you also, I don't know, you grab on to them. You decide this is important to me. It's not just something that you want. It's an opportunity to affirm something that is uniquely you, or uniquely of you, or, I mean, the noise of the world, the symphony of the world is a jangle of a billion different ideas and feelings and concepts and desires and fears. And no one person can embody all of that. We're all made up of different mosaics of loves and fears and passions. And if you try and do everything, you'll go insane. But you also have to pick, then, the things that you do cherish, that you will invest in emotionally, energetically, with word and deed. And that choosing, while it affirms the thing that you're choosing, also casts aside something that you didn't choose. If you cook, what was it last night? Cajun shrimp, then you can't do the ginger steak for dinner that night. It's like, yeah, so you'll do it tomorrow night. And that's the thing. Well, not the thing, a thing. You know, it used to feel, well, and to some degree it still is, that the choosing to do something and to not do something else. I mean, there's a yin-yang vibe there. And the notion, you know, the whole fear of missing out, the FOMO. You know, by choosing one thing, you're missing out on something else. And I don't know, there's something in me that really resents that. I don't want to miss out. But, I mean, that's the nature of living in linear time. It's that there's only so much you can do. I wrote a poem, God, decades ago, about someone who gets whisked away to a gallery of all the things they didn't do. And the incredible array of things they could have done. And the final admonition of the Shadow Lord, who was the patron of all the things you didn't do, was that in the final tally, when you look at the gallery of things you could have done and the gallery of things you did do, that the things you did do is the greater share, the more impressive collection of life events. And that's the challenge, I think. And honestly, weighing every choice by that criteria is also exhausting. Oh, God, I'm weird this morning. I don't know. You never know what you're going to get when you sign in to the Pearlcast. You might get Dave just being weird at 5:00 in the morning. But I guess that's That's the way it is. The crow cacophony is beginning. Crows are starting to wake up. The whole world's starting to wake up. You're starting to wake up. Maybe. Maybe not. But I am well through Jameson Square, so let's take this home Wednesday. The tipping point. The shifting of balance. From one side of the week to the other. You can make all kinds of things happen in that liminal space. So I hope you have a splendid Wednesday. I hope beauty presents itself to you somehow, some way, in some startling moment that is just for you and could only happen at the conspiracy of time and place to show you something truly wonderful. And however it goes down, Brother Zig has the right of it. Despite everything, create. Put yourself in a place where wonder can happen, inside as well as outside. We can allow that in our lives just by being open to it, allowing for that possibility. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because there will be fear. I think that's part of that nature as well. You don't think about what life would be like without the things that you love until you reach that precipice, that edge, that moment when it's possible that that thing won't be there, that person won't be there. And that's terrifying. But that's the choice too, right? To love, to care. That's the peril inherent in that. And it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. I'm blathering. I'm going to do the same. I hope you have a lovely day, and I will talk to you soon.